affordable housing in the resort town of Ketchum hit another roadblock last week. As Rachel Cohen reports, a project there was recently denied low-income housing tax credits that would have made more affordable units available.
Every year, the Idaho Housing and Finance Association has tax credits to award to low-income housing projects throughout the state. For the second year in a row, it rejected a Ketchum project. The city says the choice came down to a tiebreaker, and Ketchum lost out because of the cost of construction per housing unit. Mayor Neil Bradshaw says high building costs and land prices in the area are why the tax credit awards are even more vital.
That's part of the reason why we have a housing issue, is because it's very expensive to build, so it's very hard to build affordable housing.
Blaine County has the most expensive housing market in Idaho, according to the National Low Income Housing Coalition, a national nonprofit. The 25 proposed units on the site of the current city hall are estimated to cost $1.1 million. Bradshaw says this rejection doesn't impact the timeline of the project, which is set to break ground in 2021. And he says Ketchum will apply again next August for the tax credit because affordable housing is a priority for the city.
We need it desperately for the health of our city, for the health of the businesses in our city.
In the meantime, he'll work with the city council to brainstorm alternative funding options. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.